translation of the Bible. It's Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. That day, about 3,000 took him at his word, were baptized, and were signed up. They committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the life together, the common meal, communion, and the prayers. Everyone around was in awe. All those wonders and signs done through the apostles, and all the believers lived in a wonderful harmony, holding everything in common. They sold whatever they owned and pooled their resources so that each person's need was met. They followed a daily discipline of worship in the temple, followed by meals at home, every meal a celebration, exuberant and joyful as they praised God. People in general liked what they saw. Every day their number grew as God added those who were saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. So you might have noticed that was from the Message translation. The Message is a paraphrase version of the Bible. It makes it a wee bit easier to understand, so more accessible for all ages. Feel free at this point to go and get your coffee, your tea, and all your snacks and stuff. So the characteristics of the early church: teaching, community, communion, praying, and celebrating. I want you to close your eyes for a minute, and I want you to envision what that would look like. So imagine a community where nobody lacked anything. We were all equal, a bit similar to communism, which doesn't quite work, but we'll get into that. But picture it. Picture that in today's society, how that would look so different. Okay? Now open your eyes. To me, that reminds me of family to a certain degree. That's what your family's supposed to do, and that's what the early church reminds me of. Now, I became a Christian in a Pentecostal background, so we looked at this couple of verses quite a lot, but usually I was told these verses, and the young adults were told these verses when we were being bad and when something happened, and then they showed us this to be like, this is what we should be. And realistically, that doesn't really work. So to me, sometimes these verses actually hold quite a lot of shame attached to them, that nobody can realistically ever meet up to that. And that was often how we felt. It was used as a bit of a guilt trip. So I did a bit of studying around these verses and what people thought of them. And rather than it being a realistic image of what church should look like, it seems to be more a reflection of the potential that the Holy Spirit has in communities. So if we welcome God into our lives, this is the potential of what it looks like. Completely unachievable because we're still humans and we're still on this side of heaven. But to me, this is a reflection of what's going to happen whenever Jesus comes back and what's going to happen in our Christ-like community. But what I also find interesting was that whenever I was told these verses, this early church setup was very much idolized. It was very much, this is the goal, and this is, as church, what we should be. But I feel that that is something we'll never make the mark of, but rather, the goal's Jesus. And the goal is always Jesus. And that's quite a personal response, but also a collective and as a community. So, as I said before, we're going to discuss more so in our groups about how this works. But I was wondering what the marks of a church are whenever Jesus is in the center. So what are the marks of our church already? And how do we contribute to it? But what I also thought interesting from these verses was that it's very much everyone has their own personal response to Jesus, but they then bring it into the community and then they bring it together. And that was what created such a Christ-like community. So I want us to go through these verses. You can think about your personal response for a few moments, but also our collective. And I want you to discuss two things together, two questions. The first one is, how is St. Thomas's already like this? How is St. Thomas's already Christ-like? To me, St. Thomas's is Christ-like in so many ways, and one of the primary ones that I love is that it's intergenerational, that people of every single generation are generally represented here. I hate when I go to like a big new church, which I sometimes go to when I'm in Calgary, and I can only see like two generations represented, and it's always the younger half, because I feel that as younger people, we can learn so much more about community from older people, from middle-aged people, whatever. So that's one of my favorite things and some of the things that I think reflects Christ in this community. So first question, how does St. Thomas's already do this? Second question is, how can we be more Christ-like? That could be a personal response and a community response. So if you all want to take your time over your scripture, fire away. Also, feel free to go get tea and coffee. So to respond this time, you've seen a video at the start of church about people's idealistic expectations of what church would be. But we both know ideals don't always work. So we're talking more realistic expectations now. So if you're okay with it, your nominated speaker this time will be part of our new video. So Ruby has a GoPro with her, and we're going to video our next response, and I will show you guys the video. I'll edit it during the week, and I'll show you it after. Okay, so our next video is going to be our response to, you can either choose to say, what ways we already strive to be like Jesus? So that was your first question. Or your second one, what ways is St. Thomas's committed to being more like Jesus? Okay, so I'll give you a second to discuss who's going to give video permission. I'll presume that whoever's the nominated speaker has permission for that. So I'll give you a few seconds. Thank you. So Malik is going to start, and I've let him decide his routine, like Tegan decided hers. So hands up if you're going to be your nominated speaker. Young adults can start first, and we'll go around to Jennifer. She's ready. Okay, young adults, who's going to be your nominated speaker? It looks like it's going to be you. There's the microphone.
Okay. So what the church already does is baptism, sharing teaching, prayers, and at home and celebrate with cake in the church. And what we could do is expand the church, create a wider community, and more cake.
So. More cake. Flying.
St. Thomas. We focus on God and we support worldwide mission.
We agree with you that there's a lot of good intergenerational stuff going on, but we did feel that we could do quite a lot more to communicate between old and young, and we thought that although we are welcome, we felt, but do better following up people in addition to the initial welcome.
We too feel that St. Thomas's is already welcoming, supportive, friendly. We follow God's word. We use the Bible for instruction. We're forgiving. We do our best at our singing. We show joy and happiness. Our musicians are enthusiastic. We work well together. And we have a faithful minister. And then how can we improve? We want to focus more on the teaching of God's word. We want to make our prayers more active, pray together as more groups, and maybe attend the evening prayer sessions more. We think we can do more with our resources and share them more. We used Rachel as asking and pray that she got supported. How can we show more joy? Show that it's coming from God outside in our lives, daily lives. Want to spend more time with Christ each day rather than tick boxes, as sometimes we feel we do. And we just want to continue to welcome people into our church, and we pray that we just grow more. Okay, thanks.
Group felt that we weren't there yet as far as being Christ-like, because we're human. We feel we have Bible-based teaching, that there is a sense of community within the church, and with individuals' skills, we cover a lot of biblical principles, though we don't individually have all of them. We feel, as far as the community is concerned, we have to look at groups that meet on other days apart from Sundays, because many people in the community aren't free to come on a Sunday and have difficult choices to come to church. So we have to focus on groups that aren't on a Sunday and think of them as part of our church as well. As far as increasing the physical presence of God within our church, we thought about the prayer, music, and inspiring speakers.
Okay, we've covered quite a lot of the things already, but one of the things we felt was that St. Thomas's is a friendly and open congregation, and depth of relationships do exist within it. People have felt supported as they've joined us, although we always recognise that we can do better in that regard. Picking up on the last input, I think we do need to find better bridges into the community in order to make our message known outside these walls. And we could do with continuing to find ways to grow within and across the generations, picking up on, I think, the point that Claire made, which is that one of our strengths is that we do have a cross-generational church. And I know, growing up as a young Christian, I found the input from older generations really helpful in this congregation. So that's enough for me.
Our group looked at the younger members of the church, really, and how St. Thomas's works for them. So a couple of things. One thing was, what a great idea we feel the cafe church is for more informal learning and teaching together. We felt it was interactive and gave us quite a practical application that families could take away. But coming out of that, we had the suggestion that there could be something within the service that's a little bit more structured for the youngest members of the congregation. And a great idea from over here that there should be a play corner. We've got wee Andrew here. He's been an absolute delight with us, but a little space here, maybe for some of the toys to come up from creche, just to make him feel as comfortable as he could do. Linked with that, we talked about the groups and the way that children are provided for within the church. And we're very blessed here to have a lot of leaders committed to our young people and their learning and teaching Sunday by Sunday. What we'd like to see, though, is children involved a little bit more in every aspect of the church services, so that they feel very much part of the church family. There was a suggestion to have the children welcomed into communion a little bit more often, so that when they move on from the groups, that they feel very comfortable in the church services, that they feel they're a part of that community. And just a wee challenge to finish with. Kids in the church today, how many adults do you know here that you would feel comfortable to go and have a chat with at the end of the service? And adults, how many of our young folk do you know by name to go and have a chat with at the end of the service and see how they're doing? Because I think that's a really good sign of how we're mixing across the generations.
Okay, a number of things that have been said already. Just very much echoing what Cameron said about the intergenerational issue and what's been said by a number of groups around. We also talked about being less compartmentalised in our faith, you know, keeping things just to Sunday or a house group, but the rest of your life is outside of that. And I think a number of people have talked about looking for more opportunities beyond a Sunday service to share and to praise and to pray, but also the connection with the community and other ways to serve in different contexts to share and live out your faith in different ways beyond just the normal, and also being less inhibited in terms of our faith. We're Scottish or British, and it's quite difficult being Scottish, because we are inhibited, and being more open perhaps to actually using our gifts and perhaps some of the scary gifts as well, which are all here, like things like healing and a wider range of people looking for opportunities to teach or even slightly sort of scary sort of wacky things like prophecy and things like that, and actually be much less inhibited in living out our faith, because those gifts are probably there in abundance but under the surface.
Thank you.
Hi. The question one's been covered quite a bit, so I'll just do number two. And we agree with Gavin that we should encourage more sharing of our lives. We felt that we could have greater celebrations on Sunday, and that we should have the expectation of growth, change, rather than being a static congregation. And there was a challenge from the Bible of daily worship. We would work out, but also we would like to see more visibility of St. Thomas's within the community.
Great, thank you.
Following up from what the last group said, we were talking about the awesome nature of the communal life and the worship life of that early church, and how St. Thomas's needs, in a sense, to be awesome, quite literally, in its worship and in its community life, in a way that is actually transparent, because the emphasis of the message paraphrase is that everyone around was awed by what was going on. And we have a different situation in that we meet within a church, whereas they worshipped in their homes. They were very much within the community in the way in which they worshipped and expressed their community life. So I think the challenge for us is to be more of a church without walls, transparent in its awesomeness.
Thank you.
So what we think about is good at St. Thomas's is St. Thomas's is good at supporting those within our community who need help with practically and spiritually, and also put our missionaries and also our missionaries abroad.
Thank you, Tegan.
What we could do to be more
like Jesus.
Yeah. Treat each other equally. Welcoming others more. And
good job. Thank you. And thank you, Malik and Ruby. So I realise there's a lot of separate discussions that have happened today. Maybe a lot of questions. Maybe some doubts. Maybe some answers as well. And usually we don't come to church to have that happen to us. But what I hope that you can get from this is a personal sense of responsibility for our community. So how do we all individually create that Christ-like community? How do we strive to do that? You might have had some difficult discussions today. You might have also had some maybe easygoing ones. But all of us have had very different thoughts. And like the early church, we're all a body. We're all together and we're binded by Christ. Scripture says that the way people will know us is our love for one another. And I know I haven't given anyone answers to that today, but a lot of you have given it yourselves. You've thought through what we can do to do that, or what ways we're already like that. And there's been so many ways that St. Thomas's is a Christ-like community. Even this year alone, if we look at the different things we have done, Mums and Tots has different parents and guardians and babysitters every single week. Every single week, the uniformed organizations have so many kids that I think I only know one or two of them. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. Coffee Plus brings together elderly people from all over the community. So throughout the year, we do so many things like Jesus. But I want you to go away and think for yourself, so how can I, place name here, do this? How can I contribute to St. Thomas's? And how can I bring Jesus out of St. Thomas's and into the community of Corstorphine and wider beyond? It was talked about how we often compartmentalize our church, and I think we do a good job of that, and the youth work does as well. You know, we do loads of things, and I'm just rubbish at communicating all of the different amazing things that happen during the week with our teenagers and kids. Prayer is answered in the weirdest of ways sometimes. If you want to know one of the latest weirdest ways, can't tell you right now, but you can ask me and I'll tell you. But it's also interesting to see how we're already like that. But what I want you guys to go away with today is your questions with one another, but maybe talk to one another, maybe after this, engage further, but try and think of how your personal responsibility will actually contribute. So instead of just going through all of these different discussions and having this happen and go and have your amazing Sunday roast and never think about it again, I want you to think about the action that you'll take. I'm a great one for rushing ahead and getting everything done in the space of a month and then not pacing myself. But how can we as St. Thomas's move forward and not be like the early church, but rather be like Jesus? I know it was talked about that we can never make up that mark, but that's why Jesus was sacrificed on our behalf, because we never had to, because he does it for us. So we've seen the Holy Spirit within that community and the potential that the Holy Spirit has within each and every one of us. And that's entirely possible, from the youngest little tote that runs about to the eldest member who thinks that they can contribute, because every person here can contribute.